Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Today's video is going to be interesting. I shared previously that I batch record these videos, and before lots of bad things happened in my life, the end of 2023 or the second half of 2023, I used to be able to batch like 8-12 of these at a time, so I could get 3 months ahead. Since then, that hasn't been so easy. And now I'm lucky if I can do 3 or 4 at a time, maybe. And this week, it caught up with me. I have a fabulous virtual assistant. Hi, Lauren. She gets all the newsletters, the videos, the podcast up out for us every week. And she texted me and she said, I don't see the stuff in the Dropbox. Now, I don't know what you thought when I said that, but I can tell you that my parts kind of lost their minds. They had some things to say. And one of their biggest questions was, what the blankety blank, I have very salty parts, are you going to do now? So I said, well, you guys are quite active. We could talk about this. We could actually run through what you all have to say on a video. We could share that. Now, it took a little bit of convincing, but I did finally get all the parts on board. I am going to let them tell you what they thought when they realized we did not have content for this week. More importantly, what I hope you can see is how I am able to respond to them and maybe get some tidbits about how you too could potentially be able to respond to your parts when things go wrong. So, I'm going to just let it rip. So, I'm going to ask them, what did you say? What happened when you got that text from Lauren that said, I have no content for this week? What I felt was, I felt like my blood run cold. And then immediately, the parts were like, how could you have been so stupid? You have to get on a plane and travel internationally. You don't have time for this. Now what are you going to do? And so I took a breath and I said, okay, hold on. I get that everybody's upset and frustrated. And I said, let's just take a minute. Let's just take a minute. I want to hear what else everybody has to say. And so now I'm just going to let them tell you what everybody else has to say. Why are we doing this anyway? Does it matter? Is this just your ego? Are you actually helping anybody? That's a good question. I do get some comments and people are watching and we've got a few subscribers. So maybe, I don't know. I guess it could be my ego. 100%. My part just said, no, we like to help people and we think this is helping. I see you too. I agree. I do like to help people. What are you going to do? You don't have any time. You are out of time. I hear that. And yet here we are making a few minutes to let you guys share. What's that like? I just heard about damn time. I'm telling you, my parts are super salty. You don't always let us out. That's true. That is a true statement for sure. I do not always let you out. And I do appreciate it when you let me drive the bus, as they say. What else? Oh, I just heard inside. I feel shy. Yeah, and that's okay. You can be shy, little part. Hang back. Hang back. Clearly, we got some people that have some things to say. So feel free to hang back. You don't have to step up. You are stupid. How did you miss this? You know you're supposed to do this. I get that. I candidly wish I hadn't missed it as well. That's definitely put a kink in my day and my week trying to figure out what to do next. You're 100% right about that. What are you afraid will happen now that we missed it? What are you, tell me why you, you know, call me an idiot. Feel free, but tell me why. Well, you're going to look stupid. Okay, so you're concerned that if I miss one, you're going to look stupid. Well, yeah. Okay, fair. Totally fair. I appreciate you letting me know how you feel. Appreciate you sharing with me. Anybody else have anything to say? Now I can tell you in my system, dear listener, it's gone a little quiet. I'm just going to check and see if there's anybody else lurking that might want to talk. The little shy one's like, "Oh." So what I hope you noticed, everybody seems to be quiet now, is that I let them say what they needed to say. I acknowledged what they needed to say. I accepted where they were. I did not try to shame them for calling me an idiot. I could hear their, I asked them about their concerns. I didn't try to force out the part that says, "Don't want to be on camera." I was just able to hold space and the system calmed. I am interested. I will say that, like, cognitively, I am interested in the part that thinks this is my ego, and that's okay because there is some ego in it. You can't jump up in front of a camera and put things out in the public without at least some ego. 100%. I agree with that. Another part just said, "You know, we went looking for a video recently that we had put up, I'd put up. And we really could tell the gray hair, because my hair was not gray when I started these. And it could definitely see me aging." And so they're not really sure about that. So they're like, "Not so sure it's ego." Yeah, I hear you. And you're right. I do remember looking for that video a few months ago and kind of being like, "Whoa, look at the progression of my hair gray." Anything else any of you all would like to say to the audience? Nope, they're quiet now. Oh, somebody just said, "Well, the work's done now. You've done the thing." Yeah, that's true. You guys saved the day, actually. I appreciate that. I'm not quite sure what I would have done if you all hadn't agreed that you would come on and let me share my parts with people. So I seriously appreciate that. Thanks to you, we've averted what some of you saw as a disaster. So my friends out there in podcast land and YouTube land, I hope this was in some way helpful. I hope you could hear the different voices of some of my parts. And I hope you could see that, I won't say it was perfect, but I did my dead level best to like hold space for them all. Let them know that I acknowledge, accept, and appreciate them. I was certainly aware of them because they were very active. And next week, we will be back with something different. And if you find yourself in a similar situation where you forgot something and now you're like in a time crunch, maybe just take a moment or two and stop and listen. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss new weekly content. At least there was weekly content this time, right? And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.